Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. So, come here. You just said a few minutes ago, yeah, quit your job to become a bus driver. So, I don't know about everyone else, but I'm intrigued to find out what's going on with you. So, talk me through your old job. What were you doing, first of all?
Yeah, I was out delivering food now for a company, Corn Food here in Waterford.
Right.
Doing that for a few years and kind of all over the country. And I like driving, so.
Yeah.
But then one day I was going to just see the lads on the radio, on Facebook or all over the shop, but looking for bus drivers and all these things.
I've seen them on the sides of buses themselves or the back of buses. Want to drive this bus? Well, then give me a shout or whatever. So you actually did it.
Yeah, I just decided that I'm going to go for it now. And off I went. I gave in my notice, left and kind of put all my eggs in one basket.
I was going to say, did you have the job as a bus driver by the time you handed in the notice or no?
No.
Jeez, you're a brave man.
No.
Okay, so what did you think about bus driving, like, would appeal to you more than, say, delivering the food?
Just the people, I suppose. Every day is going to be different, like.
Mm.
You never meet the same people. I could have the same route the whole time, but they'll always have, like, different people hopping on.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
The characters you see are great.
And so, talk me through then the kind of training process. Like, first of all, I assume you got the job, yeah?
I got the job now. I'm sitting outside work here today now. I'm getting ready to find out where I'm off to. So.
Brilliant. Okay. But, so before we get to the exciting thing of where your route is and all that, let's talk through the training process, because I presume you got to go do interviews and all the rest, and then they have to teach you how to drive a bus, right?
Yeah, I have to go do the interviews, and I have to go do, like, you know, case study stuff. You do that before you get your license, and then do your provisional license, your theory kind of.
Right.
So you get your permit.
And how long does that take?
That one too bad. I was just trying to get the appointment now. It was a bit tricky, but I got one quick enough. I said I need one for a job. So
yeah.
A lie there, but you know.
You did need it for a job. It's not lying at all.
Yeah.
All right, so you get that sorted, and then you have to do training, yeah?
Yeah, then I probably got onto the training course. But they actually do it in-house now here at Bus Éireann, so.
Right.
So you have 3 weeks training. You go out, like, just 3 weeks. They show you all the buses. Obviously, all the different types of buses and machines and all the layout and the routes. Get used to the size of the buses.
Right? You're being a little bit kind of, you're underplaying this. They show you all the machines. Aaron, you have to drive a bus. They're the biggest things on the road. They're insane. Oh. In fact, I did ask Dave recently enough about the size of a bus and how good a bus driver needs to be. And the reason that bus drivers can fit these giant machines down the sizes of the bus lanes, the same lanes we're driving in, is because these are so good. So what's the learning curve like going from, you know, delivering food, or presuming some kind of a big van, into a bus?
Yeah, I was driving kind of big enough size van, a Mercedes Sprinter kind of size van, people know that one. And then the first day then hopping into the coach, I got into a coach kind of like this, where I started off in. First day of the train, the trainer here, Keith, showing me all the basics, hop in there now and we go for a spin kind of. And I was just like, oh no, what am I after getting myself into?
And like, driving wise, is it the same as driving a car? This sounds stupid. I mean, in terms of, like, is there an automatic gear stick? And just put it in drive and hit go.
Automatic, neutral, reverse.
Right.
Into drive and off you kind of go. Like, but it's just, main thing is mirrors, your position on the road. Like, you have to, like, in the car, you can just go around, take a left turn, and off you go. You're turning left in the bus. Is there someone coming up on the inside with you? I can't see him.
Yes.
The back of the bus, the big swing on it. Oh, getting used to that in the head, just trying to. I'm still learning that now at this stage, but I'm doing okay.
The steering wheel, right? Is the steering wheel flat rather than upright? You know the way in your car, your steering wheel's kind of angled a little bit up or whatever. Is the bus still kind of flat, or is that an old bus?
That'd be kind of an old bus, I think.
Right.
But all the new ones now, you can move them and adjust them
where
you want. So you can put it flat like that. And I wouldn't be driving my car. I've kind of set up the way I drive my car. Pulled up and I'm nice and snug in there.
Is the seat comfy? I always wonder about a bus driver's seat.
It's the nicest thing in the world. Everyone in the back would be always bouncing around. I was kind of going, why is he going down these bumpy roads? When you're sitting in the front, you can't feel it. You have the nice air, the air in the seat.
Air suspension,
and you're just like a cloud.
Yeah, brilliant. And then what about things like the ticket machines and beeping and getting people on and off and all that? I don't know anything about that stuff.
Ticket machines now, they're good. The ones they have now, they're up there real good now. Like, there's two different types that I kind of know of. One's a kind of an older system, but it's pretty straightforward. Like. And there's another new one, then it's kind of more like, it's like a phone.
Right.
It's literally like a phone. You can just happening and scan stuff, and say if you book a ticket online, it'll all show up on the thing, the screen there, and you slap your card down on the thing. If you have a Leap card or travel cards or kind of cash, whatever you have, it'll go come up on the thing.
Right, amazing.
If you can't find your ticket or your booking online, your emails, the driver will have your details there. If you say, yeah, here, that's my name, he'll go, yeah, tap it in there under the yoke. And then it'll come up, that's you, yeah, show him your ID.
And away you go. And yeah, come here, so you're bus errand. So are you? So are you bus driving errand, yeah, all around? Like, because obviously we're in Dublin here, we're yeah, based, and obviously, you know, Dublin bus driving around all the city, yeah, and all the rest. But are you doing like longer journeys?
Yeah, we've been up around now. Like, I still haven't got a route for myself yet, so I'm learning routes.
Yeah.
I've been up around Dublin. So I'm based from Waterford now, so I've got, been up to Dublin, moved down to Cork, Limerick, we're up to Athlone, kind of all around Waterford.
And is there anyone that you like so far more than the others? Any route that you're kind of going, oh, I hope I get like Athlone today or whatever?
I take Anthony. I just like driving now.
Yeah.
I be like Forrest Gump when he likes running. He likes running. I just like driving now.
Brilliant. Drive, Aaron, drive.
Yeah. I just like driving.
That's brilliant. So are you happy then with your choice then to leave the job you had for a while and try this on?
Yeah, I'm loving it now so far.
That's like
I say, there's a few people thinking the same. They should go for it.
Yeah. There you go.
It's real good now. I love it.
Well, come
I
here.
Miss my old job, but I love this.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look, you'll always miss your old job as if it was a good job, you know, but you've got to move on and try different things. And fair play to you for doing it. I'll let you go with a bus joke, right? Because you're a bus driver now, right?
Oh, God.
So you can put this into the group WhatsApp if you want, right? It says, my mate had an interview with Bus Aaron on Friday about becoming a bus driver, but he got stuck in traffic on the way and he walked in and he said, oh, sorry, I'm late. And the interviewer said, you start Monday. Hey! Oh, it's not fair, but it's funny. Aaron, it's so good to talk to you, man. I'm really impressed with this career change you've taken. I hope at some point, even though I don't get on buses, I end up on your bus because it sounds like it'd be the crack.
We'll have a good crack now.
All right, love
and
it.
You'll have to stand up the front now and hit people with puns now as they come in. You know? They don't off the bus.
As long as I've got one of those machines I can charge them extra for, I'll do it. Yeah, Aaron, fair play to you. Drive safe, my friend.
No worries.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. What's it like in Limerick where you are, Mark Dempsey?
A small bit wet.
It is. Now, we were talking to Aaron there from Waterford, who was saying that he's left his job and he's become a bus driver, and you did the same thing.
I did indeed, yeah.
Right, when did you do it?
Oh, 2 years ago.
And how long were you in the previous job?
Oh, 20 years.
20 years, my God. Okay, so what were you doing before you were a bus driver?
Complete opposite. I was a swimming and athletics coach.
Wow, that is a change.
Yeah, and so, from being coach into driving coaches.
Yeah, and driving the team somewhere else probably. And come here, tell me then, what was it about bus driving that attracted you?
I don't know, just wanted a change of scenery. I was looking on the Limerick Post and someone sent me a picture and said, there's a job going, you know, Manly coaches in Newport.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, I'll give it a go.
And how do you find it? Do you like it?
I love it. I know. I have the easiest job in the world now, but I can't be telling the boss.
Yeah, you know? Don't say it too loud. But you do. You enjoy it every day.
I drive the school bus.
Oh, stop. That's brilliant.
So, yeah, I do an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon. And then if there's soccer matches or
hurling matches
or something like that, I drive the schools to the different matches. So I'm off today. Well, I'm off in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
Because of the weather.
Yes, there won't be any games on later on, all right? Yeah. And go on.
Tomorrow in Bunratty, a school tour in Bunratty, then another school tour and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Amazing. And are the kids nice?
It's very funny, because in the morning time, they don't even say hello.
In the afternoon.
So, yeah, they say goodbye to you in the afternoon, but they're barely looking at you in the morning.
They're like different creatures from one end of the clock to the other. On the way home, at freedom from school, they're all very happy and all the rest.
Yeah.
Mark, that is genuinely fascinating. I love hearing people who are brave enough to take chances and do things like this. So fair play to you. Brilliant.
I know, and it was lovely to hear Dermot back on the radio last week. He was very funny.
Another fella who's off taking chances and changing careers, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well said, Mark. All right, nice one.
No problem. Cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.